The Vav and Beis by the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. Minolan dibur de masa kemasa. Tommy, so how do we know this halacha that you're saying that when you say he's answering himself on the city, it includes the ibur here? Amar Bechan, Amar Krav, Vayhi be Yeshua berichai. So Yeshua was in Yerichai. So my birichai, what does it mean he was in Yerichai? Let me birichai mamish. If it means he was in the actual city of Yerichai itself, birichai sugeris and sugeris. Yerichai was totally enclosed. It was totally locked up. He wasn't in the city. But he was right next to the city. It's called birichai. He's in Yerichai. So you see that's called being in the city. And Moore says, well, how do you know it's referring to the Ibur? Maybe it's referring to even the Tchum. Moore says, Ema filo b'tchumo. So maybe it's called being in the city, even if you're within the Tchum of the city. So Moore answers, Haksib b'tchumo, the Torah says, regards to Tchum, Umadu sem michutz le'ir, that you measure from outside of the city. So the Tchum is called the measure outside of the city. But by birichai, it's called in the city. So you see that the Eber is called within, and Tchum is called with being out. And there Ben Rabbi is saying, "Oster elamin ha'agav lifnim." Okay, elamin ha'agav v'lechutz loy. So if he's, even though he's under, let's say the lintel, but the door closes, there's a little bit of a it's stepped back away from the outside of the actual building where the door closes. That's called outside. Really? Zemur says, Mosiv Mori. We actually make a Kayim in a bias. The loch is that the Kayim, when he is Serga the bias by Nige Batim, so he has to step out of the house first. He cannot do the act of declaring that he's being Serga the bias inside of the bias. Now it says, here's the Kerman Abayas. Maybe that means he goes out of the house, all the way back to his house, and then he says, okay, he declares that the house is Sagur. Temerlomer El Pesach Abayas. It says he goes out of the house until the Pesach Abayas. E El Pesach Abayas, that might mean Yochel Yamad Takash Hamashka for Yaskir. He could stand under the lintel and declare it closed. Tamalim minabayis, actually eats him in a bias cool. He has to leave the house totally. Okay, Tzad. Oimid b'tzad ha'mashka b'yaskar. See, he steps out of the house, which means from out from being under the mashka, and then he declares the house is sagur. The bias continues. So that's our kasha. Right, so we see that the definition of bias includes tachas amashka, even though it's beyond where the door closes. The more brings the rest of the brayso. Uminayin shimholch lebeis abihisker shahom tachas hashaku for hisker shehisker muska. I don't know, but yeah, but it works. Tamlemer behisker as the bias become mok. Okay, but we see that. Regards to our question over here, that the house is defined, the including the everything under the mashkav, even though it's beyond where the door closes. So more shiny gabi bias, the ksiv min habayis, achetzim min habayis kulon. That's the extra word over there is defining that you have to go all the way out. Okay. Zok deran, uminolam dibura the mosak and mosadami. It's about a little more than halfway down the page. So we have one pasuk says he's in Yericho, one pasuk says Michutz Leir Shavino Bibura Tech Ayn Ama Bashirayim Shayericho Hayosh. If he was within the Yibura, which Chazal were able to calculate, the definition of Yibura is 70 Ama and Shirayim. Haksib tchuma mercy maybe means the tchuma also. It says haksib tchuma. It says regards to the tchuma of the city. Umadasa mechutz leir alma tchuma ir chutz leir mikri veinu min ha'ir. I would think yelch the base of biyasker. I had a chevel aruch. So there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim. Is the definition of, there's two parts to the act of closing the house. One is actually shutting the door. One is the declaration of this house is now is musker, that you can't go in because of the issue of potential saras. So the Ran learns it means physically, yaster means to physically close. So how are you going to close it if you're back to your house? So he has a long rope, which he pulls the door shut when he gets back to his house. I have written down over here. From my own notes. You shut the door, physically shut the door with a long rope from his house back to the house which has the potential saras. I have over here to look in the Mefarshim over there in the Mishnah. It seems to be this is a Machlokes over there in the Mefarshim. The Ran understands the word being sergir means to shut the door.
Right.
So the Brice is saying maybe he can go home and shut the door. How does he shut the door if he goes home? The Kohen goes back to his house and he shuts the door. How does he shut the door of the house? So Ran says he has a long rope. Very practical. Well, good. So is it top of the case?
Very long rope.
Very long rope, yeah. So it says, Tamalori says, El Pesach Abayis. The Mash Rasarch Lamed El Pesach Mashas Hesker. He has to be there by the door when he does the Hesker. So El Pesach Abayis. So, but then the Brisa continues and says, it would just say Pesach Abayis. It would just say that he goes out El Pesach Abayis. It doesn't say, Biyotzakai Min Abayis, which is the first phrase. Will stand on the doorstep under the lintel, and then you would close it. Doing so, that's why we need the other pasuk, which says mina bayis. He has to step off of the doorstep, which is under the mashkev. Okay. I mean, he sits that. That's what the Torah requires him to do. So, what do we see? See, even though it's beyond where the door closes, that's called outside. It's called inside. Still, it's called you're in the bias. So, so why are we saying over here that that's called outside? So, shani gabi bias, the siv kro mina bias. This extra phrase is achi etzim mina bias kuloi. Keeping the cost of Rachman and Mina Bayis Yisera, the Rabbi Yitzchak Harris also is coming to tell you step out even further, more than the normal definition would mean. The extra phrase of Mina Bayis tells me not enough to go Mina Agaf Vilachutz, which would normally be enough, but you need to go even further. She etzim Mikomash Shatachas Amashkav. Ha, to ha'i lo kosa Mina Bayis, al yotzakayit al pesach Bayis, ha Mina do'ay mitachas Amashkav b'masker. He has to leave, so the answer is mina agav lechutz. It's good lechutz. When we count loisin shenishboyim lamed bebayis echod the mina agav lifnim mutar mina agav lechutz asurim. So they make this shua to stay in the house, so that they can't go out to the on the doorstep if it's beyond where the door would close. Tosis says the Hesker over here. If you look at Tosis, the bottom Tosis, he says Ayyadei Shliach Ayyadei Chevel Oruch. So he also mentions this long rope, but he says the other option would be to close it through using a Shliach. Well, that would be a valid option how to close it as well. So they are understanding that Hesker means the actual act of closing it, but it could be Ayyadei Shliach. Okay. So we've quoted this Mishnah before, and now we're going to actually learn it. Kadim Paris Elo Olai, Kadim Haim Alpi, Kadim Haim Lipi. So he says these different Lashonis. So Lach is Osir, he's Osir in the Paris, obviously, but he's also Bechilufein and Begidulein. So he's usher with that which grows from the peiris. Is also something which he would exchange the peiri for something else. So not only is the peiri also, but that which the peiri generates by being the payment for the exchange, so that would also become also. If he says, the Bach changes it to she'eni oichel, she'eni toyim. If he says, come Paris, he says in the words come Paris, he says she'eni oichel, or she'eni toyim. So it's that daf is simply that item itself. So therefore, mutter bechilufayin begiduleyin. No, but the Misha adds the din of gidulin is only mutter, but over shazara kolor. So there's different types of things which grow. Some you put a seed into the ground, the seed decomposes totally, so it's zara kolor. The zera is totally destructs, and you have a new plant. So that's not the same thing. You're not eating the plant, the original plant. There's certain things which the bulb remains and the plant grows out of the bulb. So now that's the plant still. The original plant is still there. So the locha is that it's asur. I feel like gidule gidulin asur. So the same way if I ask myself on the plants and the plant gets bigger, everything's included. So I ask myself on an onion. And when I ask myself on the onion, the diameter of the onion is an inch, and now it's 2 inches. I'm also the whole thing. So the bulb grows a plant out of it. It's also also. Now you take one of those that bulb which grew out of the bulb, and you plant that. It's also also. It's still the same plant. So gedula gedula is also. Not only is gedula also, but even gedula gedula is also. Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah writer, Ha'omer le'ishtoi, Kernim Masay Yodayach Olai. He's answering that which the woman's going to produce. Or Kernim Haim Alpi, Kernim Haim Lepi. So also Bechilufein and Begidulein. So again, according to the Baal Tagir, says She'eni Oichel, She'eni Tayim. Mutter bechilufein and begiduleyin. Mutter says arakola. Mutter says arakola. I feel like gidule gidulein is asurin. Okay. Now that's on that topic. Now the mission moves on to a different topic. It's talking about answering the actions of that which a wife produces. So it deals with a different issue. It's interesting in the presentation that becomes all one long mishnah. It's really like a totally separate topic. Okay. Might as well learn it though. Shad Oisa, any oichel out of Pesach. That which he says that which she's going to produce, I'm not going to benefit from it from now until Pesach. Or Shad Oisa, any miskasa out of Pesach. Or I'm not going to, whatever she's producing clothing wise, he's not going to put on until Pesach. Also, the thing of Pesach, mutter lecha v'liskasus achar Pesach. So he's not saying what she's producing till the Pesach remains also forever. He's saying whatever you produce, I will not benefit from until Pesach. After Pesach, I will benefit from those things that she produced before Pesach. However, shad oisa achar Pesach eni oichel, shad oisa achar Pesach eni miskasa. So then, it's not the word out of Pesach is not defining the time of the Isser. It's defining the time of the production. So also the thing of Pesach, also lechem liskasa achar Pesach, whatever was made until Pesach remains also forever. Okay. Now a different case. Shat nehenesli out of Pesach im holeches at the beis avich at a chag. So there's a Tanai of he's standing in the middle of the winter and saying the Zman of Isser is until Pesach, the Zman of Tanai is until Sukkos. So Hochel is now Pesach, So she can't benefit from the husband. Asur ben osara Pesach. Lachra Pesach is mebal yachil. If she benefited from the husband before Pesach, she has an issur after Pesach to go to the Beis Avich, because if she does retroactively, she'll be over by Yachol, the issur of being Mechel, the netter. Shana Hennis Liyad Achag Im Halachas At the Beis Avich on a Pesach. So the Tanai is till Pesach, the issur is until the Chag. There's no, it's irrelevant whether she, if she goes after what she does after Pesach, because tonight is only until Pesach. Okay. Zok Duran. Kadam Pesach Elo Olai Kadam Heim Alpi Kadam Heim Lefi Osir Bechil Lefein Megidu Lehin Mishum. So why is the Isser apply? He's saying the payer, these payers. So it's only these. Why is the chiluf and usser? Shum the kiman the part had the barim and esorim alav. So since the person is specifically defining the items, shavina leke hektish. So the netter is a form of hektish. So it becomes like the item became hektish. Shemacher, like Ron said this idea a few times before already, because we had this Mishnah quoted before. Shemacher mitzvah bechilufein megidulein kehechad bechilufei hektish megidulav asiri. So once you're making an item specifically aser, the item itself becomes hektish, like hektish, and there's a din by hektish that chilufei hektish are aser. The more we had a kedushin way back when, the more it says, turns out that hektish is one of the unique isurim that the chilufin get the isur of the original item. And the same thing with gedulin. So, ludomi lenoyer stam mina te'enim umina novit. I said, I'm not going to eat te'enim. So then, person's machlev a te'enim to something else, it's mutter. He's not asking a specific item, he's asking in general the act of eating te'enim. Shekimish Laparat, he didn't say specifically which Ta'inim or which Anovim. Usr Lov, Kol Amin, Lasom Lov, Hektish, he's not making the whole Min Hektish. Shalon Yiskabin Elam Achilas, Oysa Min, the netter was specifically Achila of that type of Min. Shemachal Amitzim Achilu Fein Megidulayat. That's only Usr, Elam Aparate, specifically these specific items. So now he's making these items that they have the full Isser on them. So it didn't sound only from Achila. They are hektish, so they're hektish. They generate results. Kihacha number Paris or Elu. Now, Vuadini Mummer Paris Balkan Ployni, or Paris or Shalployni. So Shkima Jayichid, once he designates specifically he's answering a specific, clearly defines item, so he's asking those items specifically on himself, they become like hektish. So it can either be the Paris of a certain place, the Paris of a certain person. Like we're going to explain. Now, the Ron said this, and how can I tell you? The Ma'ay the Mitzvah Bechilu Fein. Abigidulei Mishum Pered, who I'm telling you this beautiful pshat is because he's parates. But the Mabor Rav Muhammad Liel, Perka Shutvin, Karim Peres, Hoelu Alploini, Ma'ay Bechilu Fein. So he says, not that Peres are also on me, but these Peres are also on somebody else. Can that other person benefit from the Chilufin? Usveka the Rambam Rechama who? Rambam Rechama's shaila is, itaim the masisim mishum kavanas haneder havoy. It's we're saying that this is what when he says chilufein and giludelin are usher, because we are able to estimate that that's what his intent was when he said this language. Hilchadafka noider usher. of a mother loy. So there's nothing intrinsically which carries over from the item to the chilufin. But if a person say, I'm asking myself in the item and his chilufin, of course he's also on both of them. But he didn't say that. He said that's what he meant. So, but if he's making us on somebody else, and he only said the words of the item, so what's also another person is the item. And now that's chilufin, the other person, I didn't mean anything, I didn't say anything at all. This person says, well, I meant it. Well, you didn't say it. That the same way gedulin of an item are also, because they're considered just another way to express the same item. So chilufin is the equivalent of gedulin. It's an expression of the item through its monetary value. Then so if that's true, it's not a loch adafka by neder, it'll be true by any isser hanor. If you're makhlev the item which is also b'hanor, the money that you get is part of the isser hanor. You can't use that money. So we're going to get involved in the interesting question over there. I don't remember the details of where you draw the line between the Rosh Hashanah and the Devarim, and where you draw the line between saying that something which is a believer, but they've called Adam, is the equivalent of expressing it. So here we're somewhere in the middle. We're saying that we estimate that that's what he meant to say, so it's not the Ramesh Belev. But on the other hand, he didn't say it explicitly, so vis-a-vis himself, we can say that it's probably what he wanted, so we have to answer to him. But since when he's coming to us and somebody else, he didn't say it explicitly, we can't extend that Isser. It's even though he meant it, he probably meant it, he might have meant it, it's not enough to make it also in somebody else, because the Ramesh Belev ended the border. So we're straddling that line. Now, Zataran, okay, so that's Rami Bechal Mashaila. The Ran says, one second. See what's Kabbalah Sanoider, so fine. But if you tell me that this is a concept which applies to the Assyrian in general, if that's the logic, so lav dafke ba'omer elu, the chol yisuri hanor nami asiri chilufein. We're saying that by applied to all yisuri hanor, whatever it is, once the item is asur, when you exchange it and generate money, that's called that's an expression of the original item, and it's asur. That's a form of being the hander from the item by using the money. It's like the value of the item obviously is something you can't benefit from. Money is not the moment of hanor yet. Or even receiving the item instead is not the moment of hanor. It's when you use the item or when you use the money that you're benefiting from the original item of Isser. So if that's true, so then it's lav dafka karen peiros hoelu. Even if they karen peiros, karen ta'enim a lot. So he's asking himself from the whole min, but now he can't not benefit from the min. And we're saying if he would take one of the items of that min and get money for it, when he spends the money, he's being benefited from ta'enim. We came into elu lav dafka. Okay. So now, comes out that the word elu is lavdavka. Now, what about the case of kvonas anoyder, the other tzad? Therefore, kinema nami mishum the kvonas anoyder who, the Rambam Chacham is clearing this shaila, and according to one of his two possibilities, the word elu has to be lavdavka. So another said also Ela has to be loved off, because if that's the argument, so we'll just have to we'll have to be aware of that issue. Is Ela Dafka or not? Can I name a name of the Rishon Kavanah? So another Humash with Ela loved Dafka. So who didn't Oisar Bechlal? That so therefore it comes out even like his side of he says cut in Paris without saying Elu, we say Kavanah Sonoider, he means the Asher Bechilu Feyin. Why? The Romer Chomo lo yistapik be'elu idafka ilav dafka. That wasn't what his shayla. If you're telling like this, on the tzad that it's also because the item is be'etzem and iser, chilufin is be'etzem the iser, so the elu is al dafka. It was because Kavanah Sonoider elu is dafka. So they tell me your shayla is whether elu is dafka or not. He didn't say that. So it means that both sides agree that elu, according to this, would be lav dafka. Okay, and now I'm telling you the pshat in our mishnah is based on the fact that Elu is dafka. Yesh li loimer. So I would answer the following way: the loilam Elu is dafka. A filu neima the timer there the mishum the chilufen ki gedulein damu. Even in that set of mechama that the chilufen are ki gedulein, Elu is dafka. Why? Shum the how timer l'sag Elu l'osin alamachlev atzmoi. I will also la'achar loy. In other words, a person has orla. A person takes the orla illegally and sells it to the loy and gets money. So the money is not be'etzem iser. It's not orla. The Reuven who was machlif the orla with the goy and got money. When he uses the money, he's benefiting from the orla. When he gives the money to Beryl, and Beryl uses the money, Beryl has no wish to use the money. There's no iser on the money, be'etzem. The pshat is, the individual who was machlif, when he takes advantage of the hachlofa, he's benefiting from the original item. That's how he's benefiting. When he gives somebody else, that person is not called benefiting from the original item. That there's no iser on the money, be'etzem. So it's only osir l'machlof atzem. I will osir l'achir loy. But to make it also about other people, it's not. So that's from Rechama's din. But our Mishnah over here, it says that Masnisan Pasik Vatani, also Bechilufein and Begiduleyin, Phil Hichlifen Acher. Which means even if somebody else did the Maisa Hachlofa, this person can't. Now, only Reuven made the Neder. But now let's say Reuven wasn't the Machlif, Shimon was the Machlif. So based on Rambam Rechama's Shaila, Reuven can benefit now. But our Mishnah says that it's also to Reuven, the Chilufin are also to Reuven, even if Shimon did the Haklafa. So what's that about? So if it's Hekdish, and it transfers a Kedusha, so it's specific Isser to Reuven. But vis-a-vis Reuven, if the Kedusha transfers whether he does the Haklafa or not. That's irrelevant. Vayisura akar mishum Elohu. Just the regular din of Ichluvi Yisuri HaNoah are not also if somebody else does the Haklofa. And here we're saying it is also. That has to be because the item itself it became hektish, like hektish, and therefore the Isser vis-a-vis the one who's also in it will transfer no matter who does the action. Okay, so let's go back to Rav Mechama. Rav Mechama is clearing his shaila in our Mishnah. So we have to add some words into Rambam Chama's thought process. Rambam Chama liel hachik kamar. Pshitali dechliven achar mishum elu mitzer. That's clear to me that when somebody else is machlefit, the only way that can make it usher is if he says the word elu, and that therefore because that makes it like hektish, and therefore the kedusha could transfer, and that's therefore it's usher even though the neuter wasn't the one who did the act of being machlefit. That's pasha to me. Hilchadavka noider osir, and therefore in such a case hichliv an acher. That's only going to be osir in the case of a noider. Abu mudr loy, the case of a mudr, which is what he's saying. There, it doesn't become like hektish for him. to the point that it's going to be usur on the chalipin, because you need the extra word elu, and that's going to, that, and we say when he said the word elu, he meant to make it like hektish, because he said specifically these items, and therefore it's also even the chilufin. So that's where Melchom was contemplating. This is because of Kavanas HaNoyder, that's no question. It's because Kavanas HaNoyder, it doesn't go over to the case of Mutter. Mio homi boyerli, hechlifin hu. What my question is, but even if that's true, what about if he does it? Imitri chalipin, is that also only also mishum, davka mishum elu? The name of the davka gabi noyder abu mutter loy is when the one who's usher does it, what's the law in that case? Is that only also only because of the word elu? And therefore, in the case of mutter, it's not going to be true. In a case where somebody else did the haklofa, we need the word elu to make it usher. But maybe when he does it himself, it's even without the word elu. Why? The time is shum the chilufay and kikidu layin dam loishna noider v'loishna mutter. Our Mishnah says elu. The katani tana elu, which would answer my question. No, mishum the chilif and acher nokelay. Our Mishnah wants to say to make an issa, which is true even when somebody else does achlof, and that needs the word elu. The love elu lo mitzur bechilufay. So, but getting back to the Ron says, but getting back to my yesoid, you need dafka parit, and once it's parit, it becomes like hektish, and that will allow it to be usher even if the mach, if he wasn't the machlif. But without the word zelu, so now we have a shayla. So is it, you need the word elu to generate this whole concept? And even though, so when I say I want to be in the henna from the item, I mean to be in the henna from the item directly. And once it's been exchanged, it's not coming the henna from the item, because it's not my kavana. Or no, that there's and therefore you need the word elu to generate that kavana. Or we're saying a different concept totally. That the moment of hano is not when you get the do the chalipin, the moment of hano is when you use it. And that's the issur of being the henna from this item. And that's where we call Mishal. I'm not sure what he means by that. It's adding yisur. I'm not sure what he's referring to. Afilahachi loy mitzur bechilufem gidulein the ha ki ochel chalipin bigidulin loy tom hanoperis. He's not tasting or eating that fruit, that item. So that lashon would preclude being the henna from the. It's not called being the. It's not called eating the item. So the chilufin or gedulin are going to be mutter. By gedulin, it's only mutter. Bezavre shinzara kola. Bezavre shinzara kola. Is a surin. Now, kula masisin koi, that the when we say gedulin is aser, it's lav dafka gedulin. It's even gedulin is aser. But darbar shein zara kol. My the min of bereisha aser be gedulin. The mashal dafka gedulin mitzvah be gedulin is shari. In the reisha gedulin is sounds like it's mutter. Zok the mishnah now hani mili be darbar shein zara kol. Now, why is that? Davo gav the lack of midi mimai the osur bigidulin. Once the new plant grew, the old plant is gone, so the original item is not here anymore. Because you're going to case of zara kola, feel hachi like bigidulin mikhilivin chivanami. So, gedulin is a form of chalipin. So, So once I say Karim Perso Elu, like the, in the case of the Reisha, and we say Chalipin is also, Kedulin is also also, even though it's Zarakala. But to Aser, Gedulin Gedulin is Mutter, because that's like Chalipin Chalipin, which is not also. But once it's Ein Zarakala, it's a different ballgame. It's like the item is still here, so then I don't need the idea that Gedulin are Chalipin. It's not Chalipin, it's the same item. So, person sells Isuri Hanoa. Is Makadash Isha with Isuri Hanoa? So they're married. So how does that work? If Chalipin Chalipin are also, the woman is the Chalipin Chalipin. She can't have any hanoah from the woman. The answer is no. He didn't have error by being nehana by Mekadosher, but she's not the Isra Hanoah anymore. So that's whatever was done, and now it's finished. So Chalipin 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 is mutter. So Chalipin Gedulin Gedulin Shori by Zara Kolo. Why is that? Mishum demar b'davar shazara kala. Chenami seifa. The sheni yoichu sheni toidim. Mutter b'kilu fei megiduleyin. Daf b'davar shazara kala. B'davar shein zara kala. Bein b'reish b'im seifa. Fili gedule gedulein is asurin. Sheni toidim. It's the same onion. Mishum l'kivan dein zara kala. Hare b'gedulein. Megidula gedulin halalu mu'ura behen mino yisrael rishon. Now you're going to ask the ayin to be bottle. I mean, at some point in time, the original netter is going to be very small. Well, the dorm harbul dorm sheish la matir and kamina megemor b'chadorm sheish la matir and filo be'alup loy bottle. So even though it's only a minimal amount which is left from the original, so the gedulin, so there's like 1,000. I don't care. It's not bottle. So that you can't eat the whole thing because of that. It's all here.